Today, we're talking about vaccines, what you can do about them, what their theories are, and why it's such a divisive issue. Now, mostly I'm going to use examples of COVID, because that is the only real statistic I can find with the internet being the way it is today. Now, with COVID, you kind of have to figure out how the vaccine works. So first, I'll break down normal vaccines, and then I'll break down why COVID vaccine's different. So first of all, we start with Louis Pasteur. Louis Pasteur made the first vaccine by taking rabies from a dog, and he found out in small doses it could help kids better with rabies further on in the future. So the idea of giving someone a little bit of something bad to help them grow in fighting it off in the future was born. And we use stuff like smallpox, and we'll take weak smallpox and give it to people so that they can fight it off, and then their body knows, oh, it's a smallpox, and already knows how to destroy it. Imagine taking a football player and learning how to play the game against someone easy, and then you can play the game against someone hard. Now, the difference with the COVID vaccine is the COVID vaccine uses something called mRNA vaccines. So, first of all, instead of giving you a whole live player, it'll give you the rule book to football. Or, in other words, it gives you a little spike from a protein, a little tiny hand of a protein of COVID. And that piece gets coded into your body to destroy it whenever it sees that little piece. Now, I've heard talk that that can be detrimental because in the female reproductive system, the reproductive organs that take in sperm look kind of similar to COVID's little things that stick out. And that could cause your body to attack itself or shut them down. Side effects short term are you have your muscles start to deteriorate and you get really, really tired. And the funny thing about the short-term effects of COVID is for anyone under 65 years old, you're more likely to die from the COVID vaccine than COVID itself, according to the CDC. Now, with the side effects long-term, we have no idea what they're going to be. But my first thoughts are reproductive abilities, and people have been getting blood clots. Now, one of the main pushers for the COVID vaccine, this is mostly just speculation here because I can't find any real data. One of the biggest pushers for the COVID vaccine is Bill Gates. Bill Gates, back about a decade ago, was talking about using vaccines for population control. He would make it so that the vaccines on purpose make it harder for some certain people to survive. Now, it looks like he's purposefully made it so that it attacks female reproductive organs and makes it harder for them to function. Not completely shutting them down, but to me, that's what I see when I look at this. And so I would wait personally for a COVID vaccine, or telling my loved ones to get a COVID vaccine unless they're maybe older than 65, because when you're older than 65, one, your risk of death is lower, and second of all, you're less likely to have kids at 65. I mean, they kind of don't really work either. Anyway, down the line then. One of the things that often gets overlooked with the COVID vaccine or with anything else is you can have something called a T-cell immunity. Your T-cells They're basically like your water bottle. They'll hold all your immunities. And those are things that your body can look at and say, oh, that's not me. We should attack it. So if your body sees a skin cell of your body, it leaves it alone. But there's always a chance that when something new comes out, your body's just going to attack it on principle. And lots of people have been having pretty good go-abouts with just T-cell immunities to COVID itself. Now, one of the other things is for Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, first of all, you need 2 shots, and it's a little bit of a higher death rate than COVID for anyone under 65. There's also, if you ever do get COVID, you have a 99.3% chance of never getting COVID again. In the T cells, there are things called epitopes, and epitopes are our superpowers. There are also other ways of fighting viruses and vaccines. One of these things is a drug called Nipervir. It's a pill that's 4 years old, long before COVID vaccine or virus or anything like that. And what it does is it really just kills anything that's not your body. It's like antibiotics, but it works a little bit better and a little bit stronger. And I would more likely take Nipervir. There's also anti-malaria drugs, because anti-malaria drugs worked for the previous COVID. They have a high chance of working. Most people say that they don't work in late-stage COVID, but some do. Now, this is all mostly speculation, and I can't really add much more about it, because every time I look it up, you know, we're talking about the Vietnam War, and we're talking about how they twisted the numbers and changed the kill-death ratios and everything to make it look like they were winning the war because America doesn't back down and America's perfect. Well, I think they're doing that now in the news with actual news and articles and the internet, and the government's condoning it because the government's part of it, at least a little bit. And they want America to seem strong, like it always has to be. It has to be an idealistic nation. But I think they're shutting down these numbers because they look bad and because they want their numbers of vaccinated individuals to be higher to show that America is not going to be trifled with a COVID virus. When I look around, there were motorcycle accident deaths that were called COVID deaths. Anything when you go to a hospital and you have COVID in your system, it's called a COVID death. Now, our government has actually been giving hospitals more money for COVID deaths than other types of deaths, because, and insurance does too, because it's a novel coronavirus. So the government and families have an incentive to blame COVID for this. But one of the things you won't really hear talked about in the news is how there's virtually no deaths from heart disease being registered from hospitals or shown about online or other similar diseases. COVID spikes, but the average death ratio in general, just people that die average, has not barely changed. Now, I'm not saying COVID's not bad. COVID is bad, but it's another common cold. I think we should get back to living our lives and stop going into debt and shutting down businesses over something that we can't stop anyway. And the vaccines are going to do worse in the long term, except for our older people. But one other thing that is not accounted for, because people are too nice to talk about it, is that most people over 65 don't have too much longer to live. That's just the fact of the matter. Nobody likes to say that. But when we have younger people, like 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, and they're getting a COVID vaccine to protect people who are 65, and they die, who do you think is going to be mourning it? Their grandma? I don't think putting our 25-year-olds on the line is going to benefit the older generation to give them two more, three more years when they're going to die from heart disease. Now, I know a good a percentage of them won't be already having other health complications. But if you have other health complications and you get COVID, it'll just be the final nail in the coffin. If you have any other disease, any other anything, it's the final nail in the coffin. Now, the one best thing that we can do for this virus is wash our hands more, eat healthy, don't drink alcohol, and don't eat sugar. And love those around you. Anyway, that is my two cents on vaccines this day and age in COVID. Sorry, it's mostly speculation. I couldn't find real numbers, as I've said, I don't know how many times, a few times. Yeah.